Today's homily comes to us from the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass on Sunday, December 30th, Holy Family Sunday, from St. Anthony Parish in Holton Street in Alston, Massachusetts. Come join us for Mass if you'd like. In English, we have Mass on weekends at 4 o'clock p.m. on Saturday and 10 o'clock a.m. on Sunday. We also offer Mass in Portuguese, Brazilian Portuguese, at 8 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. Sundays. Come join us for Mass at St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. The Sunday in the octave of Christmas is always the solemnity of the Holy Family. It is when we celebrate Jesus, Mary, and Joseph as a family right up to our Lord's death and resurrection. In our society today, the Holy Family has a unique significance that, if we do not understand it, may be used in political circles in ways that God never intended. So it's important that we look at what the message of the Holy Family is. We know in our faith, we see first that this Holy Family defines the family itself as father, mother, and child. Outside of our church, there are those who define the family differently and for various reasons. In the church, we do not define the family any other way. The reason goes beyond resisting any political attempts to redefine the family. Jesus was born to Mary and to Joseph, and their collective mission is the salvation of souls. Therefore, we miss the whole point of the Holy Family, and even our own Catholic families, if we see them outside that mission. Putting it simply, Catholics in all our vocations have a call to live differently than the standards and ideas of the society around us, wherever we may be, because we at baptism are called to be lights to the world, and in order to do that, we must walk the narrow road. We can never compromise on those parts of our vocation, because by our baptism, we have a vocation to be lights who point to Christ, and that is our mission. We may disagree with those who define families differently, but that means nothing if we don't first understand the mission that each of us has in and out of the family, and that is to be a light to the world and salt of the earth. St. Paul describes the family in today's second reading, and again, political forces disagree, so this simple passage in the Bible has one of the most controversial lines for our times. Wives, be submissive to your husbands. It's so controversial that the church also gives the option, which our Missalette company obviously chose to do, to remove that reading altogether. I chose not to because, again, that runs the risk of turning it into a political message. The message of wives, be submissive to your husbands, means nothing without a full understanding that St. Paul is calling for a community built in mutual love and charity that involves each one doing what is best for the other. We can look at those words today and recognize the power of the woman in the life of the church. That will be a major focus this year, for it's the focus of the Gospel of Luke. One of the things that I've experienced is I have quinceañeras from time to time. If you don't know what quinceañera is, it's a mass for a 15-year-old girl. And it's a tradition that's very common in Central America and the Caribbean. And it looks like a wedding without a groom. So usually have the girl sitting right there, and then you have what are known as caballeros, which are the ushers, and damas, which are the maids of honor, and they're on either sides of the church. And I always ask when I'm in that situation, who's stronger, the man or the woman? And oftentimes I get, everyone looks, both the girls and the boys go, yeah, the man. Remember, you're dealing with this kind of macho teenage look of the men. They always kind of go, yeah, the men. And then I say, well, then why did the devil tempt the woman first? And all of a sudden, they start thinking and realize something else. Then I always get to think of them this way. I turn to the caballeros, again, that 15-year-old macho attitude, and I say, if you decide to leave school and your girlfriend says no, are you going to leave school? And they always say no. And then I turn to the girls and say, do you see how much power you have? And that's the important message that we always have to understand in light of that. There is tremendous power in the family and in all the members of the family. And that's why we need to see that within that context. Wives be submissive to their husbands is not about making women second-class citizens. It's to help all to understand the power they have in families and, by the way, in the church. For it is also calls for men to mutually love their wives, to respect and understand that power. However, there's another message in there that no one ever mentions. I'm sure every parent here can recite to me the fourth commandment. However, do you notice St. Paul also says, "Fathers, do not nag your children, lest they lose heart." The Catechism of the Catholic Church says that includes all authority. What the Church is teaching us as well is that the whole point of the family is to be a crucible of forging the virtue of love and charity in the hearts of all its members. The Catholic family is one that is called to become the domestic church that is filled with the love of God and neighbor. The Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches that the family is where all are called to learn how to love and to serve God and each other in charity through the realities that are the family. Remember, the core of the family is the sacrament of marriage, which is not only a sacrament, but it's also a vocation. This is the mission of the family. It is so powerful mission that the Church also teaches that the power and integrity of the family must be held so sacred that it must be free from interference from the state, except in the most extreme circumstances. The family has a calling to learn and to teach love and charity so that each member of the family may, by their lives, individually and collectively, be a path of salvation to others in the community through love and charity. This also defines the mission of the Holy Family. Therefore, it is the place where people learn loving charity and reflect it to each other and to the world around them. It is also where they learn not only justice and charity, but the wisdom and strength to challenge injustice and lack of charity, which is what Jesus did throughout his ministry. That charity is empowered not when everything goes right in the family, but when things go wrong. When external circumstances put pressure on the mission of the family, that can mean anything from financial stress from changes in society to internal stress from illness or unexpected circumstances. It is here that the love is learned and celebrated. None of this is possible unless the family prays together, worships together, and seeks to live in holiness together. Holiness is not kneeling for prayer 12 hours a day. It is living in the awareness of God's omnipresent love like a fish is aware of the omnipresent water. Whether that family goes for dinner at night, goes to Disney World, or stands around the hospital bed of one of its members. Therefore, like the Holy Family, we can see the mission of every family is to create an environment that builds charity in every member. The Church also teaches that this charity is important, that we cannot build a just society without charity. For justice without charity easily turns into tyranny. If you have a chance, read the book The New Jim Crow, which highlights this tragedy along racial lines, a nation lost in justice without charity, and discuss it at family gatherings. The mission of the Holy Family is all about building the skills of love and charity for the mission of salvation of souls, and each family is called to the same mission in holiness and love, and to a light to each other and to the world around them.